All right, this is the board meeting for Timpanogos Academy. It is January 22nd, 2026 on a Thursday. It is 7:09 p.m. In attendance, we have Errol Porter, Phil Carden, Dallin Osman, Jenny Bruce, Chris Wilson, Amy Tressler, and John Gatt. And Cheryl Beth. I didn't write your name, Melissa. Sorry. The first item on the agenda is the agenda approval for tonight. Is there any amendments we need to make?
I move to approve the Timpanogos Academy Special Board Meeting agenda for Thursday, January 22nd, 2026, as it stands.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Timpanogos Academy Special School Board Meeting for Thursday, January 27th, 2026, as presented. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion is carried. We confirm our next meeting for February 5th, 2025 at the standard time of 7 p.m.
February 5th?
February 5th. I will not be here that day.
Oh.
So that's just want to let everybody know that if you want to change that meeting, it'd be time to do that.
Oh, do you guys want to change?
I think you're good too.
Okay. I know usually it was on the second Thursday in February.
The long weekend, yes.
Yeah.
16th.
What about the 19th?
Tell you what's on the school calendar. The 19th is SEP conferences. So that would be the 19th. They do are scheduled to end at 7, so that could be a possibility as well. You've also got you could still do the 12th, but the 13th is President's Day break, so there's no school on the next day, on the 13th. But you still hold it on the 12th if you want.
If we did on the 12th. The 13th would be at no school.
The 13th is no school. So typically they don't hold the board meeting the night before just in case people leave town, but that's always a possibility as well.
If we did it on the 19th, would you be available at 7?
Yeah, because I can.
That makes a long
Yeah, I mean, there's. You. Yeah, but I'm here anyway, so it's okay.
Either one works, but I'm in favor of the 19th.
I wouldn't be able to go to 12.
So is everyone committed to the 19th?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. It will now be February 19th at 7 p.m.
And I have moved that on the calendar as well. So.
Okay. Third item of business is I've formally submitted to all of you my resignation as CAO for Timpanogos Academy. I just really appreciate all of you. I love working with you, and I wish you the best of luck. I have tried to prepare documents outlining everything because we have a lot of projects going on, and I have been the primary meeting with our lawyer and other things. If you read those documents that I've written out, I mean, I spent 20 hours on it, getting everything out. So you can know the next steps and the recommendations that Mrs. Hooley has given us. as we work to rectify things for the faculty. There's also some additional suggestions of next steps of people that need to be hired or contracted to help sort things out. I suggest you look in those notes. They're always at the bottom of those reports. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, this is such a toll on you.
It has been a toll, and there are some personal things going on as well. So,
Jenny, I hope you know we appreciate everything that you've done, because you've done a lot, and it's
you've kind of done it all yourself. But like, you put the burden on yourself. We should have helped a little more. So it's really good.
Well, I just want to suggest that I think this can only be sorted out if everyone takes a part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel a lot of positive things coming out of it as we've looked at what needs to happen. And there are some future things that do need to get looked into. But I just feel positive that if Timpanogos can work through this properly, that it can remain a great place to be for everybody.
Well, and you know, I have no doubt that we can work through it. You know, all you want and all we want is the best for the school.
Yeah.
And we can tell with everything you've done and that you continue to do, that's what you want, because this is where our kids come to learn. And
well, I love Timpanogos. Especially what you guys done for my kids, especially my Landon. Pinocchio's taught him how to handwrite, and that is his primary language. That's how he's human. That one gift.
Well, it really is the best school ever.
Yeah, it is. But thank you.
For me personally, it was great to have you as the CEO for a while, and just felt like we worked really well together. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to go on board number 4, board member position. We need to choose a seat.
Are you resigning from being on the board, or just this position?
No,
the only position we vote on is the CAO position. So I'm going to hand each person a slip of paper. You write who you feel would be, or I guess before we do that, is there anyone interested in being the CAO on the board? Don't speak, you know, forever hold your peace or whatever. But anyway, it's just good to know if there's anybody interested in us.
Just here before we do this? Sure. Or is this a...
Sure. You're allowed to be on the board. You can do whatever you want. I'm going to have you... So I'm going to hand these out, though. So when you write down the individual you think, then I'll collect those and pair them up. So.
Well, let's throw anybody under the bus here. Somebody carry this poem in. And let's talk about who that should be.
I don't know if I would be the best fit, because I am newer, and I don't know if I could speak on this past very well. Honestly, okay, well, to be honest. Yeah.
Things we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
First, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I'm willing to do it if that's what's needed.
What happens? Do we have to find another board member?
We will have to backfill, yeah.
Yeah. And you may need to consider Kim is on an extended medical leave. I don't know.
What the board does is they appoint someone to fill the remaining term. Whatever that remainder of the term is, when people resign at any time, they fill the remainder of that term. That can be 6 months, it can be 2 years, whatever that is, they fill the remainder of that term. And then they're up for re-election when that time comes, just like the other one would have been.
Well, it should be out the rest of the year, do you think?
When was your
at least 2 months?
Huh?
When were you put in?
I don't actually remember.
Year. So we would be.
So you'd be coming up on 2?
It would be this next cycle, right?
Because it's like 2 at a time, yeah?
Yep.
2 years.
Is it I, it was 2 year term or 3 year term?
I came in the same time as Paul, the same year as Paul. But I don't. 2018.
Well, I guess we don't be
that here. Arrow's
looking at it.
I'm looking at it. And I'm actually going to be quicker in text. Frank, he'll have that at his fingertips. Thank you.
Jen, you re-upped once.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you more?
I was twice as. I was appointed one because somebody had to leave, and then I was in the regular cycle.
You did you come but in before Minta?
After Minta.
Did you replace her?
No, we were on the board at the same time.
Okay, I'm just trying to think who. Anyway,
how do you feel, Amy?
I am. I think. I am fine to stay where I'm at if that works for everybody and keep plugging along and trying to get
a big role.
Get us, you know, where we
I want to add something to that one too, because Amy's been involved with the financial transitions to Red Apple and things like that. So I think she's got a pretty good grasp on the finances and things, and
yeah,
that would be nice to not change that. That would be another learning curve for someone else to step into that.
Mm-hmm.
That is an appointed position, the CFO.
Phil, what do you think? And you're a long timer here.
I am. I would support Chris in that role. I'm happy to help if that needs to be as well. I'm comfortable with that, but Chris also has some unique skill sets and experience that I think would qualify him as well.
Anybody else want to say something?
I'm not the wing, so I'm just...
Any further discussion?
Thank you. Like, who does that until the seat? Do I have to, like, ask the question? Or
Chris, go ahead and write a name on the paper I gave you, full, and then I'll collect them and I'll tell him and let you know the results of that. Usually, Frankie Anderson is here. He could not be here tonight. And normally, he would do this part.
Yes.
But he could not be here. He functions as the secretary of the board. So, you know.
But yeah. But do you like finish up with the agenda?
Or does it transfer to the CAO?
Make that resignation effective. I would suggest making it effective at the end of tonight's board meeting. That way, okay, you can carry on until.
Last cap.
Get one last.
Well, I would be using it excessively until you think.
Or maybe just one comment I find.
Okay, well, the voting is unanimous. Chris Wilson, welcome to the board CAO position.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Effective at the next board meeting. I guess.
Effective at the North South. And we don't have to do an official vote just to certify that. It's just
no.
Done. Okay.
You shouldn't have to say it.
All right. And there's Part B, other assignments, and you'll need to find someone to cover facilities.
I can, until we just leave it as
get one.
Until
we
work together on some things.
There's no reason to try to redo that until we get the position backfilled. And that we need it. We're considering Ken's position as well. If she's long term.
Okay. All right. And do we need a closed session this evening?
I leave it on there in case you want one, but if not, we don't need that one.
Okay. I think we're probably okay. All right. Please. Did he come in?
Maybe the custodians just get here.
All right. We will not do a closed session. And so we are in our open session and we are now adjourned.